This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Again, another edition of Good Day Health. This time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. He is one of the preeminent cardiologists, not just in Florida, but around the country and around the world, has done lots of research on various things that have to do with the circulatory system, and he's my pal, been doing a conversational thing on the radio for quite a long time, intelligently answering questions from folks. We'll get to Ken's questions later on, but also in the purest form of research, taking work that's been done by others and translating it, because a lot of these scientific journals, a lot of the medical journals have information, but like a lot of other things with doctors, who you can't even read their handwriting, and you don't even understand what they say when they're explaining it anyway. So we have Dr. Ken here to get deeply into medicine and figure out how all this stuff affects you. We'll start with a verdict on soda consumption. Not that there's any great heavy lifting involved in figuring this out, Ken. It seemed to me this is one of those common sense things, but it does underscore how horrible the stuff, whether you call it tonic pop, soda pops, whatever. I remember you probably are, well, you and I are almost the same age. They used to, at the local drugstore, have a soda jerk.
That's what they call it. Before my time.
The guy who was behind the counter who would make up, you know, because what the drugstores really were at first were dispensers of cocaine. Cocaine was a legalized substance back in the 20s and 30s. And that's how Coca-Cola was a drugstore product. You knew that, right? That's where it came from.
Coca-Cola. I was aware of that.
Yeah, right, okay. So fast forward from that era to this era, when you go down the supermarket hallways there, or whatever the lines and lines and lines of various products, and you see a whole aisle devoted to this horrible crap that people drink. And so what does it do to you? I guess that's where we start, yeah?
Absolutely. This is a publication from the medical journal. It's actually a dental journal called Clinical Oral Investigations this week. So if you're looking to lose weight and improve the health of your teeth, Doug, limiting your intake of soda and other sugary soft drinks, it just may do the trick. This is a new study that links sugary drinks to two common health problems in American adults, tooth decay and obesity, suggesting the two could be related.
Wow. Well, again, that's not a heavy lift. But the whole business is the sugar content, is it not? The amount of sugar that's in there is not, or is it the combination of the sugar and the carbonated, those bubbles or whatever it is? Is that
acidic? I think it's all of the above. I think it's both.
Yeah. How much do you ever drink anything like this, like ginger ale or 7-Up or anything?
It's pretty rare that I will drink a sugared one.
Yeah. Whenever we have dinner together, usually have a little wine, don't you?
That's a special treat.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Water is fine. I like, I wonder what this says, though. I'm thinking about this with what you just said. Dasani lemon-flavored sparkling water, that sort of thing. Do you think that falls into the same category?
No, that has no sugar in it. That's something that's not in this category.
Okay, so I'm safe then on that.
You're safe.
Safe!
Saved
by the information. Okay, next up, Ken has his weekly focus on pot, cannabinoid cannabis.
I just discussed what's published.
Yeah,
don't make it up.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. I want to hear what the Lancet report is, because it seems to me there's a lot of other information around as to how smoking pot, although not something that I would do, even though I'm going to grow it on my farm, but there do seem to be lots of medical consequences for growing. Anyway, so what's this report saying?
Well, and this is really getting a lot of distribution, and I thought I'd discuss it today because it's going to be out there.
Because you know that it lights my fire. I know that's why.
Well, it's a publication today in The Lancet Psychiatry, and it's new research. It concludes that there is not enough evidence to justify the use of medicinal cannabinoids to improve depressive disorders and symptoms, anxiety disorders, attention deficit hyperactivity disorders, Tourette's syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, or psychosis. People seeking mental health treatment need to recognize the risks of using cannabinoids and be aware that current evidence of their effectiveness is limited.
What are the risks, though? Even if it says this particular study on this particular condition is as you describe, what about, be warned, what is the negative side of this?
Well, all of the risks of using marijuana, do we need to go head to toe?
Yeah, well, I think, not head to toe necessarily, but there are a lot of people who are alive today who have cancer that have used cannabinoids to either get rid of the pain, to live with the pain, or there have been some research papers that I've seen that suggest that there are ingredients in cannabis that can help quell cancer, certain types of cancers.
Okay, so that's a different issue. This is talking about using it for mental health.
No, I understand that. Yeah. I know that.
And you have to look at what's the risk of using it versus the risk of not using it. So we're not talking about for the indications that you're discussing. This is using marijuana specifically for mental health indication, and that's what this article is talking about. It's not talking about what you're discussing.
Yeah. All right, so let me just digress for a minute and do my whoopee on the Ag Department and the administration with their approach to having hemp become a more usable product. Would you say, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I think that CBD oil and some of the other things that come from hemp are becoming customer preference. People would rather use those elements to deal with pain than to take opioids. Is there a middle ground here somewhere, or is it one or the other? And because the administration has made it so difficult, and some of the states, to use CBD oil because the big drug companies, big pharma, as influencing the decisions, you can see it everywhere. What do we take away from the public's desire to use CBD oil rather than drugs?
Not to use a cliche, but this is where people understand cliches. With medication, you don't want to put the cart before the horse in any sense. So what I think needs to be done here, if you want my opinion, you want to study it. You want to have good studies so that you can look at safety.
But who pays for the studies so you know you're getting fair treatment? Most of the time these studies are done.
No,
the cannabinoid
just
thing is probably...
Just like most of the research, it's done by tax... writing grants and it's funded by the National Institutes of Health, and that's how most of the research in America is done, and it's funded by tax money, and you need carefully controlled studies to see whether this is a safe and effective approach to what you're proposing, and not start jumping into it like we shouldn't with anything. So I'm not singling out this product. I'm just saying that we should approach it as we should any product that you want to take as a drug. We should do carefully controlled studies to see if it's safe, both safe and effective, and then make a decision, and don't do it on intuition.
All right. That's good advice. That makes good sense.
We should study the question that you're looking at, and I'm sure it's going to happen. It's probably ongoing as we speak because there's so much interest, like yourself, in this question. Is it safe and effective?
Yeah. Well, I like it because it does get rid of the. I have a pinched nerve in my neck.
And I bet the studies are going on as we speak.
Yep, well, let's hope so. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. We'll get continuing along our way with looking at some of these studies and understanding what's going on. Right now, I want to call your attention to a product called Joint Formula 14. Joint Formula 14. There have been thousands of people over the past 4 or 5 months who have been listening to me talking about ache relief. You've got aches, you've got pains, and this is something, you know, we're talking about using CBD oil. Well, this is an internal. You ingest Joint Formula 14. It's a natural way. It's from a company called Ache Free. Actually, their website is achefree.live. There's so much more that Sierracil has to offer, not only to you, but to your pet. Sierracil's Leaps and Bounds, that's what it's called. It's the same ingredients as Joint Formula 14, but it's for your dog. The same feel-better formula now has a treat for you and your pet. My dog, Daisy May, is very interested in natural food. She's learned from me, in a manner of speaking, what's good for her. Whether she learned it or not, I don't feed her any junk. And I guess I would ask the same question. Why would you give your pet a treat that is not good necessarily? It's just a treat. It's kind of a sugary thing. Go to achefree.live, achefree, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and check one of the Sierracil deals on Leaps and Bounds for your pet. You can buy one at the regular price, for example, and get one free. That's a good deal. And for you, you can feel better with Joint Formula 14. The relief you get, or your money back, that's the guarantee. The relief you get is so satisfying. I think that's really kind of the word. Achefree.live. Satisfy yourself and your pet. If you have aches and pains, why live with them? Get online now. Get the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special offers, a lot of things. Use the code DJV. Feel better or your money back. Achefree.live to get rid of the aches and pains for you. It's Joint Formula 14 for your dog. It's Leaps and Bounds, all at achefree.live.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
From Dr. Ken Kronhaus that'll perhaps make your self-care a little bit more informed, shall we put it that way. It's all about information, and information is king. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. He joins us every week courtesy of the folks who in that area have promoted him to being a very central character to their health and well-being because of his expertise, not only in cardiological issues, but in general. I go to see him every year because I want to have a good, thorough, top-to-bottom outlook from him, whom I just respect his ability to look at something and say, okay, that's what this is, that's what that is. It's better than specific knowledge, general knowledge, that takes the color of the specifics in each area of your body. Ken can interpret whatever he sees and the various devices, and that's what I want to see, and that's what you should see. You ought to know what's going on in your body. If you want to know, go see Ken, 352-735-1400 from anywhere. Go visit Dr. Ken at the clinic in Florida, 352-735-1400. All right, we're going through our list this week of the research that Ken has seen. The generic form of Xanax. We had Zantac, we were talking about last week, right?
Exactly.
And this is not for the same purpose. What is, they're recalling Xanax, but not because it's bad for you in the main.
It's interesting that these two drugs, their brand names, do get confused for other reasons. And Zantac, Z-A-N-T-A-C, is a stomach medicine often used for GERD, reflux. It suppresses stomach acid. Or an ulcer, and it has been taken off the shelf because of a chemical in very low concentration that's been identified. But if you notice, suddenly Zantac, Z-A-N-T-A-C, you can't see and buy it in the grocery store or the pharmacy. But this week, there's another recall from Xanax, which is X-A-N-A-X. This is an anti-anxiety medication. Mylan Pharmaceuticals, they've issued this recall, Doug. of one lot of the generic version of the anti-anxiety medication Xanax, X-A-N-A-X, citing the presence of a foreign substance, which they're not yet letting us know what it is. The recall notice is for all Alprazolam tablets, which are used for anxiety. It's actually for a single lot, all of the medication in that single lot for Alprazolam, and that's the generic name, the scientific name for Xanax. So if you get generic Xanax Alprazolam, make sure you ask your pharmacy whether you have a tablet that's part of the lot that's been recalled before you take it any further. If it is, bring it back and get a substitute. If it's not, you know, continue as your doctor's advised to use it and feel that you have peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this goes back to the old business about the names of these drugs and these substances, where they come from, and it is underscored by all of the drugs that are being advertised now on television, the names of them. There isn't a night that goes by, if I'm watching television, every single break has a different ad for a different drug. It's insidious. And you don't think there's big money in this stuff? These people are advertising. And by the way, the sort of hideous thing about it is they only spend 15, 20 seconds telling you why you take the drug, and the rest of the ad is why you shouldn't.
Well, that's part of the requirement.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
If you do television advertising, you have to list all of the potential adverse effects, and they have just enough time to get them in.
Up next, coffee drinkers, beware of something actually that might be pretty good for you. We'll find out about that in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president defends himself on Twitter, calling the impeachment inquiry vote the greatest witch hunt in American history. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise bringing a poster to the House floor, on it a picture of Russia, and it says in bold letters, 37 days of Soviet-style impeachment proceedings.
Speaker Pelosi's resolution confirms that it's an impeachment inquiry, yet every other impeachment inquiry we've had in the history of our country, all three, have allowed both sides to call witnesses, have allowed the White House to participate. That's not happening right now.
And Scalise goes on to talk about Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff Schiff, among many things, has been trying to claim that this is a fair process by saying that Republicans are allowed to ask questions. Now, he gets to choose all the witnesses and him and himself only, which means it's not a fair process on the face.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Continuing on now, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Our podcast every week available at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We have two, one from Dr. Ken, one from Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The one that is most recently there, just posted from me and Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken and me probably is more correct grammatically. We talk about the forecast that 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year. Dr. Ken also shares tips that you may not be aware of, including the benefits of continued frequent ejaculation for men. Further details on the generic heartburn drug Zantac discussed as we were discussing Xanax today, Zantac last week, and there's a possibility that it causes cancer. So that information is forthcoming with Dr. Ken. Also, we discussed the fact that 5% of those diagnosed with pancreatic cancer will survive past 5 years. And the work being done with the cannabis, actually. We've talked about that a couple of times. A certain ingredient, something that's in cannabis that supposedly will help create a way to get rid of this pancreatic cancer. You'll also, if you listen to the podcast, learn a couple of things you can do to increase the survival odds of having, if you have pancreatic cancer, what you have to do. Dr. Ken says that women ought to be clearly warned about the complications that develop from having breast implants. You'll hear an explanation of what permanent implants are or aren't, actually. And then we talk about men that use marijuana on a weekly basis, placing their wives at risk of miscarriages. That's a pretty interesting, very compelling conversation, as a matter of fact. So, maintain your good health. Find out what's going on. Check out our podcast every week. Thousands of people do at gooddayhealthshow.com. Now back to our focus on the research that's being done, the various journals of medicine, Ken interpreting the information that's there, including this one for coffee drinkers, we get to the GAPS practitioners, Ken. What goes on in your gut predicates what goes on in your body. So this looks like good news for coffee drinkers from that perspective.
When I was in medical school, I was impressed how much the medical students loved coffee. Doctors love coffee. And the other point here is all of the millions and billions, with a B, of microorganisms that are in our own bodies. And we're only beginning to understand these microbiotas. And you're going to hear a lot more about it because they seem to have a great effect on our health. Which billions of microorganisms you have in your body and where they are. So drinking just one cup per day of coffee may fight off unhealthy fat, ease inflammation associated with obesity, and even protect the brain into old age. Furthermore, drinking at least 3 cups of coffee every day may keep arteries healthy and open by preventing calcium buildup. Coffee, it can also help fight off diabetes by improving blood sugar control and can keep the liver healthy and happy. The news this week is that heavy coffee drinkers have healthier compositions of bacteria in their guts. Higher caffeine consumption is associated with higher levels of anti-inflammatory bacteria, Doug, and lower levels of potentially harmful bacteria in our bodies. I think this is fascinating. I think this biome in our bodies, the discovery of it, the importance of it, and whether we can interact with it to help us stay more healthy, this is a frontier of medicine in the next decade.
Understanding what goes on in your gut, man, I've been convinced that it all starts there. Everything, all of your health, what you put in it is going to predicate how healthy you are or aren't. So a word to the wise there.
And I think this biome is beyond the gut.
Yeah, it's a body-wide thing, yeah. But you agree it starts in the gut.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right. Number 4 on our list here is a focus on dementia and what, again, it's what you eat, what you're ingesting, what you're putting in your body. So how do the various things that we eat connect to dementia? And what's the relationship between dementia and Alzheimer's? I think people don't really still, after all these years, understand what that really is.
Okay, well, dementia is loss of our, I'm going to use another medical word and we'll define it, cognitive abilities. This is our ability to think and remember. And that's what dementia is. Alzheimer's dementia is just the most common form of dementia, and it's represented by a specific type of pathology inside the brain, these plaques, these twirls, and that's how these words somehow get interchangeable, because Alzheimer's dementia is just the most common type, the one that people just see, they observe in people right. They know and begin to fear. Okay? Does that help?
Yeah, that's good. I think there's a lot of fear involved, period.
Absolutely. More so than having a heart attack. I think this is probably people's number one fear of getting dementia, losing the ability as we age to think and remember. And here's something we all can do ourselves based on our diet to help get this out of our pathways, our life pathway. And this is published this week in the medical journal Neurology. Those whose blood contains higher levels of trans fats, Doug, are more likely to develop dementia than those with lower levels. So you're more likely to lose your ability to think and remember. And where do you think it comes from in the diet? Sweet pastries are likely the biggest source of dietary trans fats. Because you remember, these synthetic trans fats were actually outlawed a year or two ago, so they can't add those, but they do occur, the trans fats, naturally. Natural trans fats, they're present in small amounts, also in dairy products and the meat of some animals. Consumption of trans fats can raise the risk of heart disease and stroke and has links to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes.
All right. So under the circumstances, the trans fat is, I think when people hear that, they think it's cooking oil. It's things that food, because we've been hearing for years that you shouldn't use saturated fats.
Saturated fats are different. This is the margarine. Margarine has trans fats.
Right. And so when you say sweet pastries, you're talking about cake, or are you talking about Cinnabon?
Yes, all that the ones with all the syrupy, the jelly is sticky. Those should be treats, not a daily life existence, those sweet pastries. That seems to be currently the big source.
All right, got that? That's very important to distinguish between one and the other. All right, let's see. This is about when we focus on acetaminophen, it's most people think it's aspirin, right?
Tylenol.
Okay, so what's going on here? What's the story?
Acetaminophen is a generic or scientific name for a medication that's used for pain relief. It's in over-the-counter products usually, and it gets into so many over-the-counter products. It's just put in sinus medicines now, but the most common one people are familiar with is Tylenol. But you should always check when you buy something over-the-counter what the ingredients are and look for acetaminophen, because they just add it in so frequently these days. And make sure you know when you're getting it. But the news this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition called JAMA Psychiatry, is that two-thirds of American women, Doug, take acetaminophen for their aches and pains of pregnancy, but the medication may not be as benign as previously thought. The news this week is that women who take acetaminophen, best known as Tylenol, at the end of their pregnancies are much more likely to have children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, that's ADHD, or autism. So my advice is that if you are pregnant, do not take acetaminophen unless your physician tells you to do it and you have no other choice.
Mm-hmm. No other choice. Well, the other choices, though, are clear, aren't they? What would be some of the other choices?
I wouldn't even want to recommend that to a pregnant woman. If you're a pregnant woman, this needs to be individualized. If you need to take any pill, capsule, put any drug into your mouth, clear it through your OB doctor first, because this is so important.
Well, and knowing, again, what all the, it's always a full-time job. The reason I do these programs is because there's so much information around, and people either embrace it or they get confused by it or they ignore it, all of those things. And I suppose, like anything else, ignore it at your own peril. The thing about trans fats and sweet pastries and stuff, that's very important information, and it does affect you all the way around. I'm now doing my best to cut down. I don't have any other vices, really. But enjoying a good sweet treat. Say it again, Doug. a sweet treat. And I like sweet tweets as well. They're nice to have good tweets on Twitter. But I think that it's sort of a common sense thing. I think there's some people that really, really abuse it, though. And those are the ones that get themselves into trouble. I want to talk about what Juul knowingly knew they were selling. We've talked about this company before, and their nicotine pads and the smoke thing, what all that stuff is. So I want to get to that in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to help you get a good night's rest. Please. Any doctor will tell you. Ken says there are five things in his routine that get you to stay healthy the longest, and one of them is getting 7 to 8 hours of really good rest every night. And you can't get good rest if you got a lousy mattress, lousy pillows, if you're uncomfortable in your sheets. All of those things add up to your having bad health. Not getting a good night's rest is a surefire way to get yourself into a jam, into a pickle, into being unhealthy. So let's go to MyPillow.com and pick out some things that'll help you to sleep better, starting with the namesake of the company, My Pillow. Do you have good pillows on your bed? Do you have good pillows all around the house? If you don't, now's the time to buy a whole bunch of new ones, because at MyPillow.com you have the BOGO offer. BOGO, buy one, get one free. My Pillows at MyPillow.com. No matter what the size, what the strength, if you will, are all different kinds. They'll be explained when you go to MyPillow.com. Maybe you need a new mattress. Get that at MyPillow.com as well. Get a 60-day money-back guarantee for all of them. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab there. You'll see it. And get these discounts that I'm talking about. If you use the DJV code, you get up to 66% off on some of these items. The big pillows, but generally speaking, 50% off on everything. Great radio specials at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. Let's get a little bit more definition of trans fats, or what foods are most likely to have trans fats in them, because according to our story, you want to avoid dementia and Alzheimer's, you stay away from trans fat.
Exactly. And this is nicely labeled on anything you eat. You can see if there's any trans fat, and I would definitely keep these to rare treats. Here are the list of things that potentially could have trans fats in them, and you just want to look at the labels. Crackers, cookies, cakes, frozen pies, and other baked goods, snack foods such as microwave popcorn, frozen pizza, fast food, vegetable shortening, and some stick margarines, coffee creamer, refrigerated dough products such as biscuits and cinnamon rolls, ready-to-use frosting, and the items, especially in the fast food department, pastries, pie crusts, and biscuits, breaded or fried chicken and seafood, French fries, the desserts and breakfast, you need to know if there's trans fats in them.
Yeah, especially those things with a crusty fish and things like that, the chicken, no, stay away from that stuff. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tee or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Questions for Dr. Ken. The focus on intelligent medicine here, what to do to take care of yourself. I mentioned the Juul, J-U-U-L company. They've been selling a lot of things, patches and puffers, to get people off of tobacco or nicotine. And I guess at this point in time, the question is, can we trust any of their products? They seem to be the ones at the core of the vaping discussion, but are they all bad? Or are there some of the things that they have that are good? What would you recommend if somebody came to you? This is the actual question. Somebody comes to you and they're smoking and it's affecting their heart and their lungs and their, smoking affects all of those things. So what do you tell them to do to get off of the nicotine habit? Would you send them to a Juul?
Well, I would definitely not send them to a flavored Juul.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to do this on an individual basis, because this wouldn't be my first choice, because we learned that these products were being sold with contamination in them.
Right.
And so this certainly would not be my first choice on the long list of ways to get people off of cigarettes, but I'd have to do this on an individual basis, because this is a very concerning report that we're just learning today.
So, would you scare Doctors have information. If you really want something to work, I find fear is a great motivator. This is what your lungs are going to look like. And you show them a picture of somebody's lungs after they've smoked for 50 years or what your heart's going to look like.
And it's amazing because people are very different in their when they receive that kind of information. There's definitely a good fraction of people who will immediately get off it and will make every effort to get off it. But there are some people, and some of it's even genetics, who are tied to nicotine, and regardless of what you tell them, they will not get off it. I have been in intensive care units, people on ventilators, and just can't wait to get some cigarette smoke into their lungs. This is often tied to a specific genetic type, we now know. And so it's very individual how this occurs. And my own feeling about these e-cigarettes is, for me, I certainly wouldn't get involved, and I would not advise getting involved in these unless the doctor advised and there was really no other choice to get off of cigarettes. But using this as a fun habit for teenagers, boy, I certainly wouldn't advise it.
No. All right. There's a book called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. A lot of people are reading this. The author is Eric Topol, looking at his insights. This was sent to me by another one of my medical friends, focusing on modern medicine, the techniques of taking body scans, like you do with that, whatever that machine is, that is a CAT scan machine. You look at your body. You can do the same thing now with your brain, all of your organs, pretty much everything in your body. And I wonder, how is this going to be available to the average person, or is it so expensive that insurance won't pay for it? Looks like a great way to really find out what goes on in your body, head to toe.
Eric Topol is an interesting gentleman. He's a cardiologist. He's at the Scripps out in California. He's just been a guy who's always been a little ahead of his time. And he sees and talks about the direction that he sees medicine heading. And it would be nice if we get there. And he's probably just a little bit ahead because, you know, it takes a lot of this is driven by the people who pay for it, the insurers, and they want to see research validating Dr. Eric's ideas. But he has been at the forefront his entire career, putting out the future, and he's pretty good. His telescope is pretty good. So I would not underestimate anything Dr. Eric talks about. I have listened to him for decades.
Well, I think there's certain genius if you know how to read the stuff. You send your material out to a radiologist to look at, right, and interpret for you, or do you
now? Are you talking about CAT scans of the coroners?
Well, yeah, in general, because this technology does, it looks into your body, and sometimes it's a radiological thing.
Yes, we do it all together as a group because these things do get complicated, and I'm sure that Dr. Topol uses his colleagues at Scripps in California and does this as a group effort because they get so complex, not one doctor could possibly understand what they're dealing with alone.
Right. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.